Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to this very special business-to-business support call. This morning is Monday, October 14th, 2019. Happy holiday Monday to all of you out there. It's Columbus Day today and also Canadian Thanksgiving. We want to wish everyone a happy holiday Monday. We thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to join us on this special day. We have got a phenomenal call lined up for you this morning. We are joined live this morning by none other than top producer and top trainer, Miss Linda Pitt from Ohio. We are so excited to hear from her. She always does an incredible job whenever she trains, whether it be at a live event or on one of these calls. Let me just tell you, I haven't heard her training yet this morning. Obviously, she's on live, but I will tell you this. I bet you my bottom dollar it's going to be fantastic, because it always is. So be in a place where you can take notes, be in a place where you can actively listen. Of course, as always, this call is being recorded and will be posted in our back office as well. I'm so excited. We've got so many incredible things happening right now. I just want to come back and just share a few reminders with you, a few of the things that we shared on last week's call coming out of the Salt Lake City Convention. Last week, we just had a packed call. We shared so much information. I just want to make sure that a couple of things are on your radar. Number one, Legal Shield, and we're helping them do this, but Legal Shield Business Solutions rolled out last week a very special training webinar. And it was absolutely fantastic. We had Mr. Alistair Edwards last Tuesday talk about warm market prospecting, so contacting those companies that you have some kind of pre-existing connection with. Maybe you know somebody that works for the company. Maybe you know one of the decision makers in the company. Or maybe you spend money there and you're following your dollar. And if you're a customer, if you're a client, if you're a patient, then that business already kind of has a built-in incentive to listen to you. And Mr. Edwards, he went far deeper than that. He talked about successfully being a part of networking groups, kind of business networking groups, and how he's had success in doing that. He talked about one of the most important and most profitable ways to prospect in your warm market, and that is to get referrals. He spent a considerable amount of time discussing that on last week's webinar, and so it was fantastic. And I'll check. I don't know if we have that in our back office. If we don't, then we'll put it up today, his training from last week. It'll be under the additional trainings if it's not there already. But I say all that because it was a fantastic training, but it was only the first of a three-part series that Legal Shield is rolling out in the month of October. And then they're going to be doing additional trainings beyond October as well. And we're helping them organize that. These are some things that we've done for our team for a long time now. And we're helping make that available to Legal Shield associates. And it allows us to pull from some of that top talent in the market as well, like Mr. Alistair Edwards. So I'm excited for that. Tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Central Time, we have part two of that three-part series, and it's going to be an incredible training webinar. We've got Ms. Darice Frencha, a $100,000 ring earner from here in Texas, and then Mike and Mindy Rogers, who are $100,000 ring earners from the state of Colorado. They're teaming up, all three of them are teaming up, to present a webinar training on cold market prospecting. And I'll tell you what, I know that, I don't know about you, but to me, warm sounds better than cold. When you say cold market prospecting, it doesn't sound very appealing. Cold calling doesn't sound very appealing. And if you're from those northern states where it gets bitter cold in the wintertime, you probably agree with that. But this time of year, maybe it does sound a little bit more appealing because we've been through the summer and now that cooler weather's coming in, it sounds nice. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I've made a lot of money cold calling, and it's a skill that I'm very grateful that my older brother, Mark Rich, has taught me when I first got started in the business. I remember he came, and about 4 or 5 months into my business, he came and he field trained me And we went out and cold called, and I got to see his posture. I got to see the way that he worked with companies. Of course, this was 17 years ago. We didn't have webinar trainings. We barely had conference call trainings at that point. So I was grateful to be able to see it firsthand, but you're going to be able to witness some of that tomorrow on that webinar training. You're going to have a similar experience to what I had where I learned that skill of cold calling. And I made a lot of money just calling on companies, even though I didn't have a pre-existing connection, just calling on those companies and prospecting those companies. So be sure that you're plugging into that webinar tomorrow. I know that many of you, in fact, most of you are already registered for that, but if you have not registered for it, I'm going to give you two places that you can go to register. You can just go to the main site, which is www.solutionswebinar.com, all one word, solutionswebinar.com, or you can just go to our Success Team World site and just click on the events icon, the little calendar icon. That'll take you to our events page, and you can register right through there as well. And so I want to make sure that you're plugging into that. Another big announcement that we made, let me finish that other thought. Next week will be part three, and I'm excited to team up with Brielle Hoffman-Kraus to present a training on decision maker meetings. So we talked about warm market prospecting last week. Tomorrow we'll be on cold market prospecting. We want to cover all the bases on setting up appointments, and then Brielle and I are teaming up next week to talk about how to drive that home now, bring that home in that decision maker meeting, how to set up an enrollment, and how to really connect with those decision makers. Brielle's an expert at that, and I'm so excited to be able to team up with her to present that. Another big announcement that was made in Salt Lake City was that the group openers bonus has been extended, so make sure that you're aware of that. What that group openers bonus is just a bonus for opening up groups. I mean, that's what it really boils down to. And you can look at the flyer on it to see the different levels of bonuses, but I'll talk about the top level just as an example. If you go out today and you write a new group and you write at least $500 in premium, which it might sound like a lot, but it's really not. If you're writing 3390 plans, which is the new rate for a family combo, it's only 15 of those plans. So you open a group, you sign up 15 people on the 3390 rate, that's over $500 in premium, you'll get a $500 bonus for doing that. And there are different levels of bonus. You get $400 in premium, you get a $400 bonus, 300, get a $300 bonus. And they're all cumulative, which means you can get them all. And so take advantage of that. That has been extended through the month of November. I hope that that acts as an additional motivation to get those new groups and also to take advantage of that pricing. Remember, they brought the $1,895 price and they introduced that price point for groups, $1,895 pricing for the legal plan, which and they still have the $2,395 available, but I know a lot of associates are excited about that $1,895 legal plan pricing that makes the family combo, like I said, $3,390. And so take advantage of that while it's in the marketplace right now. Again, I am so excited to hear our training this morning. We are so privileged and blessed to have Ms. Linda Pitt joining us here live. Linda, thank you so much for making yourself available. I know you've got a very busy schedule, but thank you for taking time out to join our call. Folks, you're in for a treat. Again, one of our top trainers and top producers and just an incredible all-around individual and leader that we get to hear from this morning. Get in a place where you can take some notes. And without further ado, I'll turn the call over to Ms. Linda Pitt.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Good morning, team. I'm excited. I got a couple things, Mike. I'd asked Mike what, I should talk on. And, so he rattled off three things, prospecting, DM meeting, servicing. And I just happened, I'm going to kind of focus on the prospecting, and then I'm going to talk about the servicing, a little bit about the servicing, okay? And the servicing can be actually servicing a prospect as well as you know, servicing a decision maker after you met them, but they haven't gotten enrollment yet. And then, of course, servicing the group after you have done your enrollment. Okay, because servicing, I believe, is all three times. It's not just, oh, I'm servicing my groups. All right, if you can follow me on that. All right, so I told, if those of you who were in Salt Lake City, and we attended, I attended the Thursday B2B training, and, you know, it was really awesome. You know, the four trainers, and Mike was one of the trainers there. And it was interesting to get a different perspective and just to see what other people are doing. One really key thing that did stand out was that the three women that were training, they are from all parts of the country, yet they hold each other accountable. So they have like a core group of accountability partners. And I'm like, wow, you know, we kind of need to do that with our group, you know, with our success team world. We need to do that too, you know. So I was thinking about that. And, you know, I mean, these women, and it's not a lengthy conversation that they meet every day. I mean, they just do a quick minute text in the morning, text at night. So I'm throwing that out there so that any of you who'd like to join me on that team, you know, just send me a text message after I get off the call so you're not distracting me when I'm talking. Okay, so number one, let's talk about prospecting. The interesting thing is that Darius, who's going to be, Frencha, who's going to be doing the training with Mike, I think that's what you said, she did cover that. And then, but it was interesting, she says nothing happens without prospecting, which we know. And defining prospecting by her is like booking an appointment with a qualified prospect so they can make an educated decision on moving forward with offering Legal Shield. Booking an appointment with a qualified prospect so they can make an educated decision on moving forward with offering Legal Shield. And so that's how she defines prospecting. And you know, we can do it in many different ways. I do believe that we need to focus on the less than 100 employees. Number one, it's a shorter time frame to get to the decision maker. It's a shorter time frame to get an enrollment, and it's easier actually to get to the decision maker. And really, and I think Dave Properno said it, the sweet spot is really at one point was around 50 employees, you know, 50 to 100. So I do want people to target that. The elephants are way too big. And, you know, I mean, I see these people like, I got this great contact. I'm like, well, that's great, but you're going to starve to death if you follow and try to get the big elephants, I call them, you know. And so do your Reference USA and focus on that. And then I liked what they said. So here's what Dara said in the meeting. You're calling, and this is some of the verbiage that she used. I am calling to solve problems. I'm calling to make your job easier, to help you retain quality employers, attract and retain more talent. And the reason we're saying that is we're not saying that, oh, you know, I have a legal plan or an identity theft plan. You know, you're just saying I am here to solve problems. And it's really interesting, especially if you're driving around, and I do keep a notepad in my car, and when you're driving around and you see where the company says hiring now, good indication that they're going to try to attract and retain, quality employees. So to help you retain quality employees, attract and retain more talent, we help our decision makers to solve problems. So that's the main message. Make your life and job a lot easier. You could use reduce absenteeism, increase productivity, impact your bottom line positively. So that's the language that we need to be using as we are calling for for prospects, for a decision maker meeting. Also another, depending on who you're talking to, because sometimes there, even smaller companies under 100 employees may have a a human resource person there. And, you know, we could say, hey, I'm calling to enhance your benefits package, you know, again, to attract and retain talent. And then write the script out and stick with it for 3 months. This is what she was saying, you know, get a script in your head and use your personality, your language, and use it faithfully for 3 months, okay? And it's interesting. She also said a confused mind does nothing, and I absolutely know that. So it's like if we have a script in mind, we have our list, you know, we are clearing out the clutter, we're ready to rock and roll with a phone calling on the prospecting, okay? Also, decide on one tactic and master one at a time. And as you know, we just covered the warm market and the referral prospecting, you know, and Alistair covered all that. And I'm going to highlight a couple things too when I get to the last thing I want to talk about. The second one is networking and social media. And third is cold calling via the phone. Or walking in. And then four is go walk your neighborhood. These were the four items that Darris was talking about. And then also said LinkedIn's the best place to learn how to break the ice. And, you know, if you're out there and you're, you know, and it is, you do have to do some preparation, okay? You do have to do a little research, you know. But when I tell you what happened, when I went out prospecting with an associate, I'll tell you what happened because of the no preparation. All right. Okay. So you got a set time you're going to be making your calls, and then you got a set time you're going to go out, and then set time to do as much preparation as you can on the prospect, okay? And so, and I also like this language that she used. She goes, I know you're super busy. Can I steal 2 minutes of your time? And I really like that language, you know, because it kind of makes it real, you know, hey, I know you're super busy. Can I please steal 2 minutes of your time? And then companies like yours are having a hard time finding and keeping good people. And so this is some of the nuggets I pulled out and, you know, working it into a script. I hope that helps, okay? I help companies and, you know, I help companies find and keep good people, okay? Then she also said stay in one vertical. And what that means is that if you are doing really well with heating and air conditioning companies, then go there. Or you're doing really well with manufacturing, then stick with that vertical of business. If you're doing really well with school systems, you know, when you're first getting started, they're talking about that. And then as you gather clients, then that's a great way also to, you can relate to them. Hey, you know, I understand. Like if they say, well, my employees might not be interested, you know, that's another thing on handling objections. But, you know, I understand how you feel. You know, I work with such and such, which is in their industry. They felt the same way too. And then by having us come in, they were able to see how beneficial, you know, we were in helping them increase their benefits package or helping them reduce stress with their people. And so are you getting the point? I know I talk too fast. It's a northern thing, but I hope you can understand. At least we got playback. So stay in one vertical. Another thing is two of the top most demanded benefits in the industry. And I use that as well because it was awesome that the National SHRM, SHRM, Society of Human Resource Managers, SHRM, they posted on LinkedIn a few months ago the top five highly sought after employee benefits. The top five. And guess what? We have two of them. The employees are asking for identity theft protection, and they're asking for prepaid legal plans. It said that. It says it right there. And, of course, I captured that off of LinkedIn, and I made a couple flyers. So that way now, you know, when I'm talking to people and I'm talking to HR directors, I'm like, hey, by the way, did you happen to see on LinkedIn your National Society of Human Resource Managers has put out this study, and the top highly sought after employee benefits, we have two of them, you know, and just so you know, because they're going to, you know, that one of the other ones is pet insurance. And I tell them, I go, and pet insurance. And I said, but don't worry, we have that covered too, because we have a perks program. So I don't know if y'all know that, but perks gives a discount on pet insurance. Okay. So here is a script that I use. This is Linda Horning Pitt, and I'm with Business Solutions from Legal Shield. I'll be up front. You don't know me. This is my cold call. And I know you're busy. Can I steal 2 minutes of your time? Okay. Hi. Now, well, you want to know why I use the Horning? Because that's my maiden name, and I'm up in my hometown. Everybody knows me as Linda Horning. But down south, everybody knows me as Linda Pitt, so I have to use the Linda Horning Pitt. Okay, just so you know. I'm with Business Solutions from Legal Shield. I'll be up front. You don't know me yet, and I know you're really busy, super busy. Can I steal 2 minutes of your time? I'm calling because I want to do business with you. I've been working with a lot of companies in the area, such as, you know, City of Mansfield, Richland County, you know, I'll name five of them. They love us because we've been able to help them enhance their benefits package to attract and retain great employees, especially since it is so competitive in this area, right? And then, you know, okay, great, we really need to get together. You know, I'll be in your area next Tuesday. Does 3 o'clock sound fine? Okay. And then let's say they give me an objection. I like, and this is one, you know, send me something. I'm like, I love this. I'm old school. I like to meet face-to-face, you know, put a name with a face. Would Tuesday at 3 o'clock be good for you? So I'm kind of showing you how they, you know, handle that, some of the objections. All right. As I continue through my notes, they had a break, a 30-minute break at the Thursday session. And, you know, they gave prizes, person who makes the most dials, person who gets the most no's, person who makes the most appointments. And I was thinking about that, like, well, you know, hey, I could do that myself. You know, I could just get me a prize and award myself every day. And it would be, okay, how many dials can I get today? You know, of course, you know, we tell you if you're going to do the dials, like, strive for 50 dials. You know, how many no's can I get? And that's another thing that I thought was interesting, because we really, you know, we don't like our no's. We don't like to get those no's. I don't like to get the no's. But if we make it a game, like, okay, how many no's can I get? You know, and then what's my prize going to be? You know, hey, it might be I'm going to treat myself to, you know, a massage, you know, because I'm so stressed and nervous about getting a no, I'm going to need a massage. But, you know, how many no's can I get? And then also, you know, what's my prize going to be on how many appointments I can set? You know, maybe I like the goal that I want to set 10 appointments, you know. And then at the end of the week, make sure, you know, to check in, okay, do I have my 10 appointments? Oh, that's great. What I need to reward myself. And we talked about that over the convention about how we, and I'm guilty, we beat ourselves up so much. Well, they didn't say yes. Oh, I didn't get that appointment. Oh, you know, I'm getting all these no's. And where we need to congratulate ourselves, hey, at least we're out there talking to people, we're out there making the calls, we're out there getting the no's. And we have to remind ourselves that we are successful every step of the way. And so I'm encouraging you all to, you know, and it's one of my affirmations, I am successful, you know. So I believe that we need to do that as well. And I think we have to, you know, believe in our product, which I do, you know, and then also, you know, set an enrollment, get a date for the enrollment, things like that. Hey, I am successful. You know, I expect that this is going to happen. It was interesting. I made two calls. I set two appointments during that time, and I met with one of the guys, and and we actually had the decision maker meeting, and we're moving on to the next step for setting up that enrollment for this small, well, it's not really small, they have 150 employees. It is a counseling, family life counseling practice, okay? And how I met the guy and the woman he's got to talk to just happens to be best friends with a friend of mine who I found out when we did an open, we did a ribbon cutting with the chamber at their office. So I'm telling you that if you're in this business to do group business, you absolutely need to be networking. You need to be out there joining the Chamber of Commerce and then actually participating. And I'm going to give you some highlights on that too. Okay. Let's see what else I have as I'm flipping through my notes here, and then I'll give you the story. The HR, when you're talking to the HR director, and I have seen this over time, talk about their time saved, you know, because it our products save them time. Their employees know who to call. They don't need to come and talk to, oh, you know, this is happening to me. And now the HR director can direct them right into our Legal Shield product or, you know, or an identity theft product. It helps alleviate the HR director's stress as well. So it gives their employees a special resource to help with their personal problems. All right. And then the other thing I liked from the meeting was then when you do have an appointment, send a calendar invite after you set the appointment. And I, because I don't do that, and now I am doing it, and I'm also working with people who also send these calendar invite. So it's funny, after being in sales for all this time, you know, yes, I can still learn new things and make them up and apply them so that I can be more effective and more successful as well. And so I'm looking to see what else I might have to. There's some things that Rachel talked about that I think we can cover at another call. One thing they went over was the goal, a good action plan, and this actually, I know this came from Mike because this is our group action plan. You know, how to comes down to a daily goal, how to make 6 figures a year, 50 sales a month. We need to get in front of 100 people each month, and that's saying that we have a 50% success ratio. Open four new employee groups, and at minimum 25 employees per group. Set up 16 decision maker meetings a month, and it boils down to 800 calls a month, 40 calls a day, or 50 calls a day for us to make $100,000. So I just wanted to share that those numbers with you. They should be in our back office. That, you know, there's a there we have it back there in our Success Team World's back office. Okay, and so. So make sure you tie into that, okay? You tap into that. And then and it talks about, we talk about protecting our time, protecting our mind, you know, stay positive, and then start off each day in a positive way. And so I think it's like we have to make the commitment to do the effort, because I think some people think that this is easy, you know. They hear about group sales when we're at the weekly business briefing. They may come across that, or when people stand up to do a testimony and they say, hey, I made $15,000 this week because they had a big group or something. And I think that people think, well, hey, I need to go to group. And then really that may not be the best course of action for them, because you have to make a commitment, you have to do the effort, and you have to make a conscious decision that this is what you're going to do, and you're going to continue to do that. Okay, so let me share with you, this is something that happened last week. I agreed to work with an associate. She is not on our team, and so I'm just going to share the difference between people that are on our team and people who are not. Okay, so I agreed to work with her for a day, and she wanted to see how I would go out and talk to people. Okay, so we're doing prospecting, not by the phone, but, you know, out door-to-door, if you will. And the second thing I want to tell you is that you can make the phone calls, but I think for me, sometimes I just have to get out. You know, I have to get out of the house. I have to go out and actually meet people. So that's just what, so we did that. So we scheduled to meet last Thursday, and the first thing, she was 30 minutes late, okay, getting to meet with me, all right? So that was number one, check off. So two, she did have a list, you know, from Reference USA, had no map as to where, I mean, she knew what side of town we were going to go on, but not really. I mean, so, you know, she did have a list of people. And then I asked her before we took off from the parking lot, I said, well, what's the goal today? I mean, what is it that you, why am I here? And, you know, she said she wanted to see how I, you know, ask for the decision maker. And I'm like, okay. I go, so today what we're doing is we're prospecting and we're getting a name, a name and a number, you know, a person's name, a person's number, in case that decision maker wasn't there. Is that correct? We're trying to set up time. Yes. I said, okay. So I just got to tell you that the takeaways from working with her, and we only worked a few hours and then I cut her loose, because here's what I found out. Number one, for people who want to do group, you need to genuinely like people. And I mean, you need to like people. People who know me, you know that I love meeting people. I love talking to people. I'm happy. I got a lot of energy, and I'm out here. And I'm after the first several calls. You know, granted, she's watching me go in, but when she would insert herself, it was very abrupt, very brisk, very not friendly. You know, like. Can I have it? Give us a number. Give us your number, you know. And I'm like, whoa, sister, chill, you know. So I'm just saying that if you don't like people, please do not get into group. You know, this is not for you, okay? So the second thing from working with this particular individual was, you know, she felt that she had to be businesslike, you know, really stern and strict. And I'm like, you got to relax, you know, because she was so uptight that it came across that way. And so I'm like, okay, just relax, make it fun. So I was trying to share her that you can go out and meet these people, make it fun. Hey, you're meeting new people today. You know, you're here to help their problems, solve their problems. And so we walked in and we, you know, got the decision, you know, sometimes no decision maker. They were a lot of them were bigger companies that were headquartered elsewhere. And she's like, well, we can go there. We can go to Chicago. We can go to Indianapolis. And I'm like, I looked at her like, after we left the building, I'm like, we're not going anywhere. We're sticking right here. So the third takeaway is, hey, stay in your own backyard. You don't need to be traveling anywhere, you know, with the big companies. Remember, too big is going to take forever. You're going to starve to death. So stay in your own backyard. I would do a 10, 15-mile radius of where you live and contact all those people, businesses in that little radius so that you can, you know, introduce yourself. Now, all right, so relax, make it fun. Three, smile, you know, smile when you're walking in the door, you know, and smile anyways, you know, just smile. So be engaging. Don't be abrupt. Don't be rude. Don't be short, you know, and be engaging. You know, when you go in, I'm sharing with her, I'm like, hey, notice what's going on, you know, notice the person that's talking to us. And, you know, and then now one interesting thing is what started out as a cold, we ended up talking to the gate person, if you will, and, you know, she warmed up. She starts talking about stuff that's going on, and she's looking for customer service people. The associate I was working with knew somebody in customer service, so, you know, they built up a rapport, so that was good. But this woman was telling us about her company was starting to downsize because it was a distribution center for Sears, and they are soon to be going out of business. And so then, you know, if the situation opens itself up, get a name, a number, and send her some information about our opportunity. So, because the woman said, are you hiring? So we just took her name and number and left. All right. I told her, compliment the gatekeeper. You know, if we have to, be ready to make a presentation on the spot. And we did have an HR director actually come out to meet with us, and he was excited. So it was really good because we, you know, she's seeing all these no's or not getting the right people or too big of a business. But we did have an HR director who was really excited and actually had Legal Shield at a previous job. And I'm asking him, where was that? Where was that? And so, you know, so we got a name and a number, and we're following up with him. All right. The interesting thing is that as we got in the car, I said, okay, what'd you take away from that? And the big takeaway from that was that he had worked somewhere else. We got the name of the company, and this is something I do. If a company tells me that they offer it or they knew some or they worked somewhere, they offered it, I make a list. Because when you're first getting out there, people don't know. They don't know where well, when you're first in group, you don't have any clients. You're like, and people will ask you, well, who else do you do business with? I always start making a list. If I run up against somebody and I know they offer it, I just put it down. So I have a reference list, and I do use that. So just FYI there. How to handle a no soliciting. And because you'll see that on doors. And I take the mindset, I'm not soliciting. I need help. I need to find out who I need to talk to, you know, and I need a phone number. I need to call and set an appointment. And by acting that way, you know, you can come in and you aren't soliciting. You do need their help. You're getting a name, a number, set an appointment. So we thought about that. I talked about using a field trainer, going out with or just going out with a buddy, but make sure the buddy knows what they're doing. So use a field trainer to kind of show you show you the ropes. Because I think that a lot of times you can read and listen, but if you actually, some people need to learn by doing. And what was quite obvious was that you need to join a chamber of commerce. You need to join a networking. And I'm talking different networking events, okay? I know there's groups like BNI and whatever. I don't join those because it's like $500, $600 a year to join that. And I get more benefit out of joining the Chamber of Commerce and then being an ambassador for the Chamber, meaning, you know, I'm out there, I'm at the events. So just joining and doing nothing is not going to work because we have a Legal Shield associate who did join the chain or had been a member of the same chamber I'm at, but never did anything and then was saying, well, this business doesn't work. And so I had to call him out on the carpet and say, well, that's because you're not doing anything. You're not out. You're not meeting people. So that's what Alistair Evers was talking about. There's local HR groups that, you know, local SHRM groups you need to join. You know, they, at least up in my area, they allow me to come in for the lunches. And it's that you're meeting these people. And then the other thing is you need to be active in the community. I'm active. I'm out in, the biggest city near me where I'm the member of the chamber, they have these big events like Final Friday. They have bands and they have it's a Brickyard and it's a Friday night. It's an event thing, but I go there and I guess what? I'm running into my HR directors, you know, and I'm running into my clients and they get to see me on a more personal level. And I just think that really builds a more stronger relationship. So I'm encouraging you, join your chambers, you know, join business networks, be active, you know, go to an event. Tomorrow we have the manufacturer's breakfast with the chamber, so I'll be there, you know, and just so that people see me, see my name, and things like that. And then you already had about the warm market. There was something else I was going to share with you. Safety groups is another thing. There's safety groups. Now, in Ohio, some safety groups don't Well, you cannot talk to them because like HR groups will bring me in to talk to them about identity theft in the workplace. Safety groups, by Ohio law can't bring me in to talk about identity theft. They don't think that has anything to do with safety, even though we all know better. However, I can attend their meetings. So just again, networking, you know, just making sure you're out there. Okay. And so that's what happened on Thursday. All right. Now, on Tuesday, I went up to visit a client, and then I went it was a small city, and went and introduced myself to the fire chief, the police chief, you know, and so they could see who I was. And then they have a new city manager, which I'm coming back to meet him. He was on vacation. And then they said, well, Linda, you need to go to this company. I'm like, okay, great. So I was in town. I drove down the street, and I'm walking into businesses, and I have, you know, my calendar, my phone with me, you know, and some information just in case I want to give it to them. But the interesting thing was I walk into a manufacturing company, and I'm meeting this young guy, and he tells me, and I said, hey, you know, I'm working with the city, and they suggested I come down here, and I just wanted to introduce myself and talk to you about how I can, you know, help reduce, you know, stress on the workplace, you know, help your employees, retain your employees, and just needed to know who I could talk to. He goes, well, I'm kind of, you know, I'm working on with the employees. And I said, okay. And so I just said, hey, you know, I want to set up an appointment really to kind of talk to you about some, you know. And he goes, well, we started talking, and all I had was my phone. I'm like, all right, let me show you. I showed him the legal plan on the phone. He loved it. He goes, can I sign up for this? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, how many do we need to sign up for a group? I go, you need 5 for payroll slot. He goes, we got 2 locations. He goes, okay, look. He goes, I got a partner. I'm going to call her, and then I want you to come back and present to both of us, but I want this plan. I'm like, perfect. So I'm telling you that sometimes just having a phone to show him the app can get you, you know, further along. All right? All right. So we talked about. So I really was talking about the prospecting. I hope you got a lot of good nuggets from that. Now I want to talk to you about servicing, and then Mike can pull me off the phone. Remember, I told you about service all the way through the process. And I want you to. I have several of my clients up here are really good friends of mine. I mean, I treat my clients like they're my friends. And I was in with one of my clients, found out that the main decision maker, I mean, they're already a client, was having surgery. So I sent her, and she's a member, so I sent her a get well card. So I want you to be cognizant and aware of what's going on. And we have Thanksgiving coming up. Now, the Canadians, it's a little too late, but if they can, if they could send Thanksgiving cards maybe afterwards, but today's their Thanksgiving Day. Our Thanksgiving Day is coming up at the end of November. To set ourselves apart, you may want to send out Thanksgiving cards. Thank you for being a wonderful customer. You know, that sets us apart from most people who do the Christmas holiday stuff. But I do Christmas cookies. I am a baker. I love to bake, and I make homemade Christmas cookies that I take to all my local clients. So that's another thing that I do for servicing. And, you know, just like I said, stopping in, you know, if you know that there's something special in your area, whether it be chocolates or whether it be, you know, popcorn, like Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world. I mean, you can do a lot of cute little, just, you know, little small gift bags that you can take out and occasionally give, you know, especially because they want us to service our smaller companies every quarter. I would suggest taking a small cellophane bag just full of something, some delicious treat. You know, don't spend a lot of money, buy bulk, fill it, and then take it out there. And then with your card, you know, hey, is there any new employees you got that you need me to see? You know, I'll come in, I'll do that. Hey, who else do you think could be, you know, you're happy with our service, and I know you all work by referrals, I do too. Who else can you recommend that I contact? You know, so that's, again, you're out there servicing, and you're also asking for referrals. All right. So with that said, it's Monday. It is Columbus Day, and I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And I am turning it back over to you, Mr. Mike.
Well, Linda Pitt, fantastic training, as always. Just so content-rich and incredibly delivered. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know that myself, and I was obviously at the Thursday training. I was one of the trainers there, but I think I got more from your 30-minute recap than maybe I did the whole day of sitting there in training. I mean, just incredibly powerfully put together. I love the language. I love the the approach, and you can hear when Linda's sharing this stuff, especially she's talking about prospecting and kind of her scripting and what she goes through. I hope that you're hearing a lot of comfort in the way that she's sharing it. Her comfort level is very high. She's familiar with it. She's not just making it up on the spot. She's familiar, but she's comfortable because she's practiced, because she's done it a lot. And so it does come naturally to her, and she's been able to kind of find her own voice. You know, it's interesting. I was talking with Legal Shield Business Solutions recently hired a training consultant, a real nice gentleman that is helping kind of structure the training program moving forward. And so I've been on several conference calls with him, and he and I were just having a kind of a sidebar conversation. Two or three weeks ago. We were talking, and it was interesting. He talked about, as he's gone into a lot of different companies, one thing that he's always kind of stayed away from is saying, here's exactly how you say it. In other words, he stayed away from providing a script that people feel like they have to follow. And he said it's really different. In Legal Shield, as he's gone around and he's met a lot of different associates and he's attended several different trainings, he said, one thing that I've noticed is that people want a script. They want to know what to say. They want to know how to say it. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And frankly, I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. Where it could be a negative thing is if you and I get so focused on a script that we fail to find our own voice. And so, like Linda this morning shared, incredible language. I bet you that a lot of people on this call, their hand was hurting like mine and like many others because they're taking so many notes and trying to write so fast. And again, Linda even said it during her training. Thank goodness this is being recorded. You can go back and you can listen. But what makes Linda Pitt's script great, and there's some really good stuff in it, part of that is content. Part of it is the approach. But I would argue that the number one thing that makes her script really great is because she's found something that works for her. She's found something that she's comfortable saying, that she can say in her own skin, that she can become familiar with through practice. And that, at the end of the day, I think it's great to borrow from different people, but my question is for everybody on this call, do you have your script ready? Do you have something that you feel comfortable saying, that you can say in your own skin? And that's really the key. So I think listening to different examples is incredible. And you know, even if you're seasoned, even if you've been around for a long time, like when I listened to Doris Frencha present that training in Salt Lake City, that was helpful for me. I got some really good stuff from that. But at the end of the day, I need to find something that works for me. And you need to find something that works for you. And it should contain elements from what other people say. But if it's not verbatim, that's probably okay if you're comfortable saying it. Now, I'm always one that I don't want to swing the pendulum too far the other way. I don't like to stray too much from what's working. Don't get me wrong. But what does not work is if you and I are just sitting there reading a script that someone else put together because it was comfortable for them, but it's not comfortable for us. So we're just sitting there, and people can tell if we're reading. People can tell if we're not familiar. People can tell if we're not comfortable. And I've always said, the worst thing that you can get on the phone is a salesperson that's just reading a script. And you and I have to get beyond that. You and I have to get something that we're comfortable with. You and I have to be able to not be a salesperson, to be a consultant. like Linda talked about. So, Linda, thank you again very much for sharing that. Exceptionally well done. I want to take the call up to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we've got standing by 700,000 All the Ringer and Platinum World Council member Mr. Mark Riches to share some thoughts and add a few tips here at the end of our training here today. And Mark, thank you so much for joining the call. I know you probably felt like I did. I love listening to Linda Pitt. We'd love to hear your thoughts as we close the call.
Wow, that was incredible, Linda. Congratulations to you. Hey, thanks, team, for being on the call. What a power pack call. Great information. I mean, this is the enrollment season. We are in the middle of our biggest enrollment season of the year. I hope your schedules are packed full. And if not, if you're listening to this call and you're like, I don't have a packed full schedule, then apply the things that Linda talked today about. Set your goals for working the numbers. Get that 100K game plan document and study it and make sure that you're working the numbers and making the calls every day to have the success that you need. But right now, I can tell you this, there's a lot of Legal Shield associates that are having a lot of success enrolling a lot of employees right now. And it's just a great, great time. As Linda was, I love that quote she gave. I know you're super busy. Can I steal 2 minutes of your time? I mean, that's worth just getting on the call to hop on here and get those little nuggets. And it was just packed with those. And as she was training today, I remembered when I went and field trained her. You know, she had written a lot of sales already, but she was living in Tennessee. And I said, I'm gonna, I've got some time, and let me go and spend a day with her. So I. My plan was to go field train her on, how to build relationships and how to approach companies and do those things. I'll tell you what, I was field trained that day by Linda Pitt. She is amazing. She is a master at building relationships with people. She walked in, I didn't even stand a chance with her. I mean, I thought I knew how to build a relationship, and she'd walk into the the gatekeeper there, and she goes, "Oh, I love the highlights in your hair," and she'd start talking about hair highlights, and I'm like, I didn't even notice what color of hair she had. I mean, I was just in awe at her ability to connect with people and communicate with people and make people feel good. And it really was the epitome of how to win friends and influence people. She'd walk in another one. She goes, "Oh, I love the color of your nails." I was just standing there like, I don't know what I'm doing here. And after a few hours of that, I was like, "Linda, I think I'm going to drive back to Cookeville. I think you're going to do just fine in this business." And she has done incredibly well. And again, thank you, Ms. Linda Pitt, for sharing such a great training this morning. And it's just a great time. All I want to say, I don't want to really take away from anything she said, but, make sure that we have an effective presentation. Make sure we're going out there. I like what you said, Mike. Make sure it's yours. But make sure it's effective. Make sure it's working. I had a guy recently said, I've done 10 individual, he wanted to do B2B sales. He wanted to go do group marketing. And he said, "I've done 10 individual sales, have not sold one plan. I'm ready to do B2B. And actually, you're not. If you've done 10 individual membership presentations and not sold one, you don't want to take that presentation in front of a group. Let's keep doing it in front of individuals. But better than just keep doing that presentation, let's work on it. Let's refine it. Let's get it better. And it might be getting more emotion added to it. It might be the secret might be getting your belief level at a higher level. Remember, sales is a transfer of belief. So if you're out there trying to do a presentation, but you don't really know if the membership works or you haven't used your own membership, you could hear that very loud today from Linda Pitt, that she believes in this product and believes in the membership. But have an effective presentation. Be prepared came to mind. I just want to recap that. I mean, having everything in order. Scott Brooks did a training once, one of my favorites, called Leave Nothing to Chance. And you just got to be prepared. You've got to have all your ducks in a row. You got to have your applications highlighted, your pins. I remember this one enrollment I was doing once at a Parks and Recreation. I was used to doing police departments and sheriff's departments, and everyone always had pins. But I was there in my little Dodge Dakota pickup, and there was about 20 people at this Parks and Recreation department in the city of Monroe, and I had one pin. And I remember going to my truck and tearing out the back seat looking for a pin. And there was a line of people. There might have been two pins, but there was a line of people, literally, like 12, 13 people lined up to use these two pins. And I could not find another pin anywhere. You know, I had a bag there, no pins in that. And I remember that's how I learned the value of pins, when I saw people leaving that line and they're like, man, I can't wait any longer. I got to get back to work. It was on their lunch break. And I thought, oh, that not having pins that day cost me probably $600 or $700. And I always had probably a little overkill on pins after that. But you got to be prepared with those little things. Have your phone with the app ready, because you're going to show them the app and show them how to use the app. So having all those little things prepared. Clipboards. You might be in an enrollment setting where there's not tables. I remember doing an auto repair place once with the mechanics. And, you know, they were using the car hoods and stuff, but I thought, oh, I wish I had clipboards for everyone, because I was used to doing it in front of a roll call where we had tables pretty consistently, but I always had about 10 clipboards stuck in my box, my enrollment box. And the last thing I just wanted to share this morning is, you know, use the right enrollment type. And there's many types of enrollments. We have, you know, just an 8 to 10 minute presentation where we go in and just do an effective presentation, lunch and learns where we bring lunch and we bring the learn and maybe spend a little more time presenting the product and services. We have the identity theft workshop where we can do a little more educational process and then an enrollment. We have benefit fairs where people are just coming through and we're catching them as they come through the fair. It doesn't really matter. I mean, what matters, remember, at the end of the day, your goal is to get in front of people. And you got to get in front of people and enroll people on this benefit. That's what we do. We're not professional workshop presenters. We're professional enrollers with the Legal Shield and ID Shield plan. But sometimes you'll have to start maybe with a benefit fair. And I know Timber Mosley is a master at this. She'll do a benefit fair. Some people say, well, I don't do benefit fairs. They're not very good. She'll do them, and while she's there and before and after, she'll build that relationship with that HR person or decision maker and get it to a point where she has better access for the next time, or even a month later she's got a full enrollment with a captive audience. So keep that in mind that, you know, get in front of the employees is a key, but it's also about building the relationship further. Just because they say, yes, come here or go do this or you can have access here doesn't mean the relationship's fully developed. You can continue to develop that and get better access to those employees and have more success. So those are just a few tips I wanted to share on enrollments this morning. Again, it's enrollment season. Let's get out there and write a lot of these incredible memberships. There's so many people. I want to close with this thought. There's so many people looking for legal protection right now. I always think of that single mom who's paying traffic tickets and getting points on the record of a teenage driver, and just really struggling financially, or people paying full cost to do a last will and testament when they could have it done as a part of our valuable membership. There's people that are suffering and struggling today from identity theft that we can help, that we can assist, and I just challenge us to do more, talk to more people. And again, congratulations to Linda Pitt on just a superb training this morning on building relationships and following the B2B success system. With that, Mike, I'll turn it back to you.
Fantastic, Mark. Thank you so much for sharing and for your perspective and wisdom. And I don't know why you don't tell people that when you came and field trained me that it was a good learning experience for you like it was with Linda Pitt. But I guess maybe in all fairness, I wasn't talking about any nails or hair or anything as well. So thank you very much for sharing. Again, a huge thank you to Ms. Linda Pitt for what she has shared this morning, just incredible content and information. If you are Canadian and celebrating Thanksgiving today, I hope that you enjoy that celebration. I hope it's a wonderful day for you. Again, happy Columbus Day to everyone. And really, I hope that we take advantage of this week that we have to go out and really make some things happen, really prospect at a different level. That some of us, frankly, prospecting at any level would be better than the norm. But at some point, guys, we got to get this. We got to take this business seriously. We have got to get on top of this. And the reason is the opportunity is going to pass us by. If you and I are just sitting there watching other people become successful, if we're just sitting there watching other people, you know, get their recognition, get their rings, and earn, you know, more income than they've ever earned. I mean, it's fun to sit and watch, but it's a lot more fun to be a participant and to jump in the ring and to start going at it. Is it easy? No. No. You heard Linda say this morning, you're going to have rejection. You're going to have people tell you no. That doesn't feel good. But reward yourself when you're getting those no's. That means you're doing it. That means you're in the game. Not being in the game is the biggest mistake that we could make right now. Again, a huge thank you to Ms. Linda Pitt, Mr. Mark Riches, and to all of you for joining this morning. We'll join you tomorrow on the special training webinar. Again, you can find that on successteamworld.com under the calendar icon, the events page, or you can just go to solutionswebinar.com and get registered for that special webinar tomorrow with Darice Friendship, Mike and Mindy Rogers. And by registering for that tomorrow, you'll also be registered for next week when Ms. Brielle Hoffman-Krause and myself will be presenting. And then, Mark, you mentioned Leave Nothing to Chance. That's actually on slate for November. So that same webinar series will have the first week of November. Mr. Scott Brooks will be presenting that via webinar. And I'm excited because it's been several years since he's done it, and it was a conference call that he did. He's done it from stage as well, but we had it in our back office as a conference call, and I'm excited to get that in our back office just as a webinar presentation as well. So I'm excited for that. But get registered for that webinar. We'll join you on there tomorrow. Thank you to all who shared this morning. God bless y'all, and let's make it a great week.